Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 120. Every pretty penny. Every pretty penny. That's what I was trying to say.
I like pretty pennies.
Pretty penny. Anyway, I got my main man, Alex.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's going on, son?
It has been quite a bit. It's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah. We're going to get to that. Anyway, as always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Mane & Tail. Hair care products, discover the secret. Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
Wrong button.
World.
What do you mean wrong button? I hit the right button.
You hit the wrong button at first.
Yeah, but I was like fixing myself and you had to go and like blow up my spot.
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Because I got to call you out on your
What? Hold on a minute. I should call you out on your You are not running the damn time right now.
You know, you're...
Yeah, oh!
You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
Absolutely right.
So, you know, we are a complete mess right this second.
I don't know about... I am fine. If you're... You might be a complete mess, but I'm okay.
You are a complete mess. First and foremost, I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks.
All right, well, I was really sick.
Okay, you were really sick. You're always really sick. When are you not really
sick?
No,
but I was like legit. Like, I was off of work for a week.
Okay, so we didn't see you for a week.
Yeah, well, all right, yeah.
Like, but I didn't see you for more than a week. It was like 2 weeks that I haven't seen you.
Yeah, I just don't have a car.
Okay, fair enough. But I'm just like, I can't believe, like, there's always something that's going wrong.
But good news. Okay. My car's on the road now.
Yeah, but bad news. Your mother lost the key.
Yeah, she did.
How does one lose a key to someone else's car?
So, my mom needed to get the odometer reading on my car to fill out. The first batch of paperwork that my mom had delivered to the DMV had an error in it. So the DMV contacted her and was like, hey, this is wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I was supposed to go to the DMV with her. Turns out I didn't actually need to go to the DMV with her, but she just needed to go into my car to grab the odometer reading.
Okay.
So she went into my car, grabbed the odometer reading.
Got it.
And has no idea what you do with my car.
Okay.
Has no idea what you do with my car keys after
You didn't
that.
Like that Popeye thing?
No, I didn't.
It was like a laugh. I figured like...
She has absolutely no idea.
She don't know what an odometer is. She didn't know what an odometer was?
She knows what an odometer is.
So she got the reading. Oh, she got the reading.
Yeah, she did.
Did she leave the keys in the key slot?
No.
Did she leave the keys on top of the car somewhere?
No.
So she just doesn't know where the key went.
She swore that she put the keys on my bed. I tore my room apart, up, down, left, right, sideways. It is not in my room. I checked it.
Up, down, down, left, right, left?
Yeah, all that. I checked in Megan's car.
Okay.
I checked at, what is it, where I give, like, lessons to kids, like their houses, to see if maybe I left it there. No, nowhere.
Okay.
Absolutely
so
nowhere.
So who was in the car last?
My mom.
So mom was in the car last.
I know that because...
I'm going to play Super Brim Sleuth.
Here's how I know.
I can't speak today,
hold
by
on.
The way.
Here,
I don't know what it
hold
is.
On.
I can't speak.
And we can prove it. My family knows that it was my mom.
Okay.
And they believe me 100%. Here, you want to know why?
Why?
Because my mom is the only one in the house that leaves her car unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us lock our doors. All of us.
Okay.
Except for my mom.
So she left your car door unlocked.
Right.
So did you look inside the...
Yes.
Okay, so wasn't in the car.
No.
Wasn't under the seats.
No.
Wasn't on the, you know, on the...
No.
The, okay.
It's nowhere.
Under the visor.
It's nowhere.
But she said she put it on your bed.
That's what she thinks she did, but she did not.
Okay, so you carefully took the sheets off your bed?
I tore my room into pieces.
Hold on. Tearing it into pieces means that things could go flying.
No. All right. I checked every single crevice of my room. They're not in my room.
All right. Did you check your anus?
I did.
Okay. I figured you might have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I checked that on the regular. I would know if it was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you and Megan, you know, did some things.
So, tomorrow I'm going to call locksmith to see if they can make a key The problem is, usually with older cars, they cannot just make a key on the spot.
No, they have to change the whole thing. They have to pull it out.
Yep.
And yeah, you could call AAA for that. Do you have AAA?
I do.
You can have AAA come and do it.
Can I really?
Yes, you can.
So. I have to order the part, though.
No, AAA has it.
Seriously?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They say for older cars, you might have to order it. It is a 1994 car.
Call AAA. Tell them that you lost your key. And that, what do you call it? They need to come. They'll come and they'll do it themselves, or they send the locksmith, and then the locksmith will be able to take it and do it. And they usually have it in stock. It happened to me in Florida where something happened. This was years ago, and my key must have broke off of my. I'm sorry, it wasn't. My key didn't break off. That was what it was. The tumbler. Something happened, and it wasn't. It wasn't working. Yeah. So they actually had to come and they redid the entire thing while I sat there and waited. You know what I mean?
How long did it take?
Maybe about 20 minutes, a half hour. I mean, you're talking about this happened like 10 years ago. But, you know, it took a little bit of time. But, you know, the longer the time it took, the most time it took, it was sitting and waiting for it. That's what took the longest.
Yeah. All right, cool. So I'll have my car maybe tomorrow then.
Yeah. So I would suggest calling them and saying, hey, I lost the key to my car. I need a new key put in.
Yeah.
You know, can you send somebody who can do the locksmith?
Yeah, work? I'm gonna call tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
that was the plan.
That's what you do, man. That's what you do.
Well, I didn't want to do it. Well, I couldn't do it on Sunday. No, I couldn't do it on Saturday because it was too late. And then I didn't want to do it on 4th of July because I didn't want to bother a locksmith on 4th of July.
Well, first of all, it's their job, man.
You know what? I think they deserve a day off.
I think you've had enough.
Yeah.
Now you've had enough.
That's how I feel is your life.
That person sounds like they're having a great time. Yeah. I want to go wherever that person is.
Really?
I do.
Why?
I it seems like they're having some fun.
Okay, well then.
Today's secret word is
fun.
Ah!
Wow, you sound so lackadaisical.
I'm pretty lackadaisical today.
Yeah. What's up, man? Are you all right? What's wrong?
I sat in traffic for a really long time.
I know. You were like, all right, well, I'm in traffic. I'm only about 3 exits away. And about 40 minutes later, you're strolling.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy? There was like a 3-car crash now, like 2 exits away from Grindhouse.
Now, do I need to go and check to see if there was actually a 3-4-car crash on the parkway?
You can go check. There was actually a crash.
Or were you just saying that because you left later than you were supposed to?
Do you want me to take pic? I left lessons and came right here. My lesson ended at 4, and I came right after that. I had to have my brother pick me up
because
I don't have a car. I ordered an Uber, and they canceled on me like twice.
How do you have – you have the worst luck ever.
Actually, I'm usually okay with Uber. They do usually get me like late in the morning to like some of my early lessons. Like I have a lesson at 7:30 in the morning with a cello student.
Oh, wow.
And – that Uber's always late. I'm never there at 7:30.
Oh, wow.
He's kind of just learned to accept it. Until I get my car back.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Well, it is what it is. Well,
there's just no drivers at the time. Like, all right, today I ordered, because I actually had that lesson today.
Okay.
I ordered that Uber at 6:30 in the morning to get to a 7:30 lesson. They canceled on me twice. Then it was so, like, because there was no drivers, they wanted to charge me $50 to go 10 minutes.
See, and that's why I always tell you, no way you're taking an Uber to the studio.
So I restarted my phone, and then it only charged me $10.80, but Uber had to wake up a driver to come get me, and they paid that driver an extra $15 on top of what he made up for the trip to take me.
Really?
Which is crazy because when I got in the car, he actually said to me, he was like, this must have been a really expensive Uber. And I was like, no, it only cost me $10.80, but it would have been expensive if I didn't restart my phone. He's like, Uber paid me $15 extra just for this ride, and they only charged you $10.80. Uber's really losing out.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess like if there's no drivers and if you're persistent, just restart your phone and, you know, they'll front the cost basically.
Wow.
Yeah. Because he woke up out of bed to accept my ride.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I mean, look, It is what it is. Like, Uber is just, I think it's great, but I also think it's, you know, it's a little ridiculous and the pricing can get a little stupid. But it's the same thing with cabs, you know what I mean? Just, like, the pricing can get really, really freaking stupid really quick.
I also heard that, like, cabs would take advantage of tourists and just drive.
Oh, sometimes they do. Yeah. Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin with some fun.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Noel G from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, what's up? We're back with Within Brimskin.
What's up, everybody? So, what do you call it?
We're having so much fun.
4th of July. You said fun. Jesus Christ.
Did you have fun on 4th of July?
I did. Did you?
Yeah, actually, I did.
What'd you do?
Not much. I made a fire. My dad brought
fire. Fire.
I love fire. Yeah. The wood was wet though because, you know, it had rained here for like 3 days.
Gotcha.
But it was still a big bonfire because I had gasoline.
only you would sit and light gasoline and just be like, all right, let's see if this works.
It did work, and I made a great fire. My mom was proud. And my dad brought home king crab legs, which was awesome.
I thought you didn't like fish food. Seafood.
I love seafood. Really? I just don't like sushi.
Very interesting. Okay, fair enough.
It's the I don't like raw fish.
Okay. I think you're the only one in the studio aside from me that'll eat seafood.
I love seafood. We went to the buffet and I was eating crab legs.
I don't remember that. What buffet did we go to?
I don't know. Some like Chinese buffet where like they had crab legs.
This must have been like 3 years ago.
It kind of was. Okay. Yeah, because it was like me, you, and it might have been Steve.
Okay. Who else Steve?
Yeah, right.
It's not like he's listening anyway. What do you call it? No, Steve. I haven't spoken to him in like months. I don't know what's going on with that
kid. I mean, I haven't spoken to him. He's memed me.
Memed you?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I guess that's some kind of communication.
There you go. Well, what do you call it? Fourth of July. So, yeah. So
how was that?
We had a good time.
Did you beer out?
Did I what?
Did you beer out?
What does beer out mean?
I don't drink beer. I don't know. I'm making up words here.
No, I didn't. What do you call it? Yeah, again, the time, Alex. What do you call it? Mr. Not paying attention.
You know what? You know what?
No, you know what I got?
I beered out and now I can't.
I didn't do anything with beer. I don't like beer. You know what I mean? I really am not a fan.
Yeah, I don't like beer either. I go straight for the shots.
Yeah, so I actually grabbed some like the Smirnoff ice.
Oh, you know, like, so did you.
What?
You also went straight for the shots.
Yeah,
well, you didn't
much.
Do.
Well, it's not shots.
It's not shots, but
it's not that much alcohol.
You made
a
drink.
Things. Yeah, but I drank a little bit, and which is bad because I'm on medication. I'll tell you about all that too. So what do you call it? But I got this like green apple Smirnoff ice.
That sounds like it tastes good.
It was so good.
I want that.
It was so good. I was just like, oh my God, I feel so extra right now, but it's amazing. It was good. It was delicious. It was crisp.
How was the food?
Delicious. It was good.
Because I know you're a foodie, so like.
I mean, look, I love my father-in-law, what do you call it? But, you know, he just does, you know, very basic grilling. You know what I mean?
Oh, so hamburgers, hot dogs?
Yeah, and like they have like this chicken sausage, you know what I mean, that they like to
chicken
make.
Chicken sausage sounds pretty
chicken
good.
Chicken apple sausage or something like that.
It's not king crab.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not like when I grill or when Dylan grills, you know what I mean? We've got like craziness happening. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like I have all the flavor behavior up in there. You know what I mean? Like you just can't stop eating.
That Kikkoman.
Yeah. Well, I actually spoke with them not too long ago, so they've got things going on over there. What do you call it? But man, oh man, oh man. Yeah. So we wound up getting, when we were in PA doing the stuff for the sauces, we grabbed a whole bunch of fireworks. I think I told you about that. Oh, no, you weren't here.
No, you didn't.
You weren't here, so I didn't tell you. So, yeah, so we got a whole bunch of fireworks. Nothing super crazy because, again, I didn't want to be traveling, you know, with fireworks into New York.
Oh, why not?
Illegal first and
what?
Foremost.
What?
You didn't know that?
Fireworks are illegal.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I see where you're going.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. Yeah, I see where you're
no,
going.
No, they're not.
That.
I bring them in all the time.
You shouldn't say that. what do you call it? Yeah, so we had some of them of our own, and then what do you call it? My brother-in-law had a whole bunch of them. So we had like a really big, you know, fireworks show, which was cool. And you know, it's nice. I mean, where they are, where they live, like all around them, there's like fireworks in every yard, you know? So,
yeah, that was like my neighborhood.
Yeah. And I think people this year, even more so than other years, just went ape crap. You
just
know what I mean?
Just to celebrate, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Just to enjoy being, you know, outside together.
Megan and I were lighting fireworks in the city. It was actually really pretty.
Lighting?
Yeah.
How?
We brought fireworks into the city and we just
where
lit them
in the
street.
No, you didn't.
And of course we didn't.
I was going to say, I was like, what are you talking about? You're out of your damn mind. We're like, what kind of...
That's why it's banned in New York.
Why?
Probably because we have the city.
What about... What? No. Oh, so people would be doing them in the city.
Right, yeah, because people are dumb, and if it was legal in New York, you know people would bring them into the city and try to light them off their, like, apartment buildings.
It's not even funny. There was, what do you call it, whose Instagram was it? It was Papaya Dog. What do you call it? Grace Papaya. What do you call it? They actually had a video of, what do you call it, of right in front of the Empire State Building. It looked like the Empire State Building was, like, exploding.
What?
It was fireworks, yeah.
What?
But it looked like it was exploding. I was like, what the hell?
They were doing fireworks in front of the Empire State?
Yeah, in front of the Empire State Building. I don't know. I don't know who was doing it, but it was incredibly...
That's so dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to try to find the video to show you. You're going to actually crap yourself because it was that insane looking.
I wouldn't even want to be anywhere near like that. Like, fireworks in a city is not a good idea, folks.
Well, they do it. They just do it by the water.
Well, yeah. Okay, by the water, not Empire State Building's in the middle of the city.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's no water there.
I don't know how that worked out, but it was just, yeah, like I said, the video is pretty crazy.
One rogue firework, and you're talking about leveling a building.
Yeah. It's the firework.
All right. On that note, about leveling buildings, it's about time we take a break.
Yeah, do that, and we'll be right back.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie, go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8, the club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I mean, that you're on Concomo location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you...
You're gonna blow it, kid. The kid'll squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's gotta eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Gotta make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you can save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in a lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone. So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
It's baby, you're a firework. Come on. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. It looks like the Empire. Oh
right?
My god.
Right?
Guys, it seriously looks like the Empire State Building is exploding. Like really exploding.
I told you.
Is that you should post that to your Instagram.
No, I can't. What do you call it? No. It looks like the Empire State Building like would completely explode. Like,
can you post that to your Twitter?
I don't know, not from Insta. It's Grace Papaya NYC is their handle. What do you call it? And the best hot dogs in New York City.
All right, go check them out because that video is insane. I don't know what to call it.
It's unreal.
I'm scared.
It was unreal. Like, I didn't see that one coming. Because when it went on, I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And then it was fireworks. And I was like, okay, well, thank goodness. But I think that came from the Empire State Building itself. I think they were shooting them off from there.
But could you imagine, like fireworks don't work 100% of the time. Like, they're kind of cheaply made sometimes, you know? Like,
we actually had a couple of misfires.
Yeah.
So it was...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it all...
Yeah, I was not feeling that one. Like, literally, if you're, like, watching this thing, it, like, boom, it looks like the whole thing exploded.
Yeah, it looks like the building exploded.
Like,
and if you're seeing that in the middle of the city, like, where you know you're not supposed to see fireworks.
Like that one, right?
Yeah, it's bad.
It's like, holy crap.
That would scare me so bad.
But, you know, and that's what I had seen, you know, like, right off the bat, and I was like, oh my god, this is not cool.
We did not learn from Florida.
What do you mean? Why? What was in Florida?
The Miami, the collapse?
What happened?
Building.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
What? Whoa. How do you not know about this? There's no way.
I know.
There was an apartment building in Miami, Florida that just collapsed.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, there's video of it too.
I didn't see the video.
Oh my god.
Well,
it's
what happened?
Bad.
What happened?
They haven't released a report yet, as far as I know. They keep saying that they're just searching for survivors because there's like 150 unaccounted for people.
Oof. Oh my lord.
Like you see the video and you just see an apartment building with like lights on and people in it, and like it just falls.
Wow.
Like,
that's craziness.
That's bad. In the United States, like, I can maybe see it happening in, you know, some country that, you know, is poverty stricken.
Third world.
Yeah, but, you know.
All right.
This is the United States. Jesus.
Is it just me, or are we totally lackluster tonight?
We kind of are.
Wow, this is not good.
I'm trying, man.
That's not good. I got to bring up the energy.
Just a little bit.
I'm falling asleep
right now. I don't know what to talk about. I haven't really...
I have so much to talk about.
What do you got to talk about?
Megan,
I threw Megan a surprise birthday party.
Oh, thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
All right, it was like just a few friends.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Oh my god,
you're worse than the rest of them.
I'm worse than the rest. Listen, she doesn't know you.
Doesn't matter, you know me.
I do know you.
I thought you were my little redheaded friend.
All right, you will come to my birthday party. How about that?
Well, you didn't invite me.
My birthday party's in January.
Well, what happened in January?
I didn't do anything.
Oh.
I literally didn't do anything.
Well, that was because it was also COVID. But
next year.
But regardless, like, I'm never invited to anything.
Well, we partied in Vermont.
We partied, because I brought you to Vermont.
You did.
Jesus Christ. Like,
all right. You make me crazy. Fine, fine.
You people.
Look, I will invite you to, you, Tom, and Kim, to my next party. That is acceptable to bring you guys.
That is acceptable?
Well, because, all right, my parents have a people limit. And, like, if I fill up, like, of people that, like, need to be there, like, no offense, but,
holy
like.
Holy crap. I am just getting, like, tossed right down this totem pole right now. I am so insulted.
Why are you insulted?
You're worse than the freaking guy who was here before you.
You're not. What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, never, ever, ever invited to anything.
I'll invite you to stuff.
No, seriously. I've never been invited.
I throw very, very tiny parties. Okay. Actually, I don't throw any parties. Now I'm throwing parties again because I'm dating Megan, but.
Oh, all right. Fine.
That's how it works.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. I didn't even have a birthday party.
Listen,
you're mad
okay.
You're mad at a party that didn't even exist.
No, I'm upset that I was not invited to Megan's party. Like, hey, this is Brim.
It's
my boy.
It was Megan's party.
All right.
We were allowed Megan. Six people, and she wanted to bring more friends than that.
Okay. Well, whose house did they do it at?
Mine.
And she wanted more than six people?
Yes, she did.
Well, then that sucks for her because it's not her house.
Yeah, but it was her party.
You get to make a decision on who comes, which means you could be like, I'm sorry, Brim's coming because Brim's my boy.
I would have brought Mo and
you're
Justin.
You're my boy, Brim. That's what you'd be like. You're my boy. You're my boy, Brim.
I would have brought Mo.
Wow. See, that's messed up. Like, no, seriously, none of you people ever think of calling me to invite me to anything.
Because I don't go to anything.
No, none of you. That includes everybody. All right, you know what?
Fine.
Don't want to know.
I'm going to make a day for Grindhouse. I'm going to do something, and I'm going to invite you, Kim, and Tom, and we're going to do it.
But that's all I ever see is you, Kim, and Tom.
You want to come hang out with my friends? I don't have any friends.
So? I can sit and stare at the wall?
Oh, my God.
No, it's okay. That's all right. I don't want to be invited.
I feel bad now.
With you people anyway.
No, wait. Whoa. I had a great time when we did the, when we shot at each other.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that was
airsoft?
That was a lot of fun.
I know it was.
You, me, and
I set it up.
Hold on. All right, well, I'll set something up. I'll set up an escape room for you, me, Kim, and Tom.
No, because I'll kill you people in there.
You know what? Challenge accepted. I'm doing it now.
I will hang. I will literally hang you people in there.
That's okay.
Because you guys will drive me crazy.
That's fine. I'm doing it.
Actually, you'll probably be pretty, you'd be pretty good at it.
Believe it or not, Megan and I actually went to an escape room, and we kind of needed help almost the entire time.
Really?
I thought I would be really good at it because I love escape rooms, but putting me into the actual setting of an escape room, I was kind of a little, like, I figured out, like, maybe the first, like, 10 steps, but this was, like, maybe 70 steps.
You know who's actually really decent at escape rooms?
Who?
Haley. My daughter. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. When we did the escape room in, Bethpage, Village Restoration, and they have a couple of escape rooms, and the one that we did, like, she was, like, looking for all the different clues, and she was finding all the different things.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
And then we did another one, like, my in-laws thought it would be fun to go and do a room together. I forgot what it was for, and this was, like, a couple of years ago. I was like, all right, fine. You know, and we went, and it was just like, all right, get me out of here. It was driving me crazy. you've been to them before.
Yeah, so I went to one. Yeah.
Okay, but you only went with you and her?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you go with a group of people, holy crap, it gets hot real fast.
Yeah,
you know
I can imagine.
I mean? So it doesn't matter.
We were also in a very small room. I can't imagine more people than... Because, like, it wasn't a small room, but, like, it opened up into bigger rooms. But, like, the first room that we were in was tiny. Tiny.
Right.
And, like, I can't imagine more than, like, four, not even four people would be a little rough.
Yeah, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lot. And you know, and again, we weren't killing each other, but it was just, like, so, like, no, actually 10. There were 10 of us.
Wouldn't even fit.
And we were just like, okay, it's hot. You know what I mean? Everybody's kind of not necessarily on top of each other, but we're very close proximity. So you have to sit and figure these things out. And there's like a whole bunch of things in the one room. So, you know, as much as I love my family, you know what I mean? I'm just like, all right, guys, we need to get the hell out of this room. I need out now.
Yeah.
Like, I just need out. And what do you call it? I just got impatient with things and I found things fast. And I was just like, let's get out. You know, like,
yeah, there you go.
I'm good with a lot of them. But some things I'm just like really bad at. Like any of the math things, I'm bad at.
It was a lot of wordy stuff. Yeah. The one that we were at, yeah. A lot of wordplay. And like finding numbers in like words and letters. It was very, it was a lot.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
You seem like it was a lot.
Well,
but you know what would have made it. You know what would have made it better.
What?
If you invited me. Anyway, that's about all the time we have on with the Brimskin. What do you call it? I promise you, the next episode will be a lot more exciting.
Paintball. I'm setting up paintball for you, me, Kim, and Tom.
You guys would be done. Anyway, that
what?
Being said,
no, that sounds like a challenge.
We'll see you guys. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. I promise you I'll try to be more awake for the next episode.
Hit us up on all that social media.
That's what I'm talking about. And we'll see you again next week.